The great German rabbinic authority of the 14th century, Moreno Harav Yaakov Levi Molin, known to us as the Maharil, set certain standards and practices for the music of the synagogue, especially during Yamim Noraim, during the High Holy Days. A book entitled Minhagim Sefer Maharil, compiled by his able pupil Rabbi Eliezer Bereb Yaakov, is replete with descriptions of musical practices that have become the source and guide for all of Ashkenazic Jewry. For example, the reading of the Torah, or what is referred to as the cantillation of the Torah on Yamim Noraim, is rendered in a special mode. The reason for introducing this special melody, according to the Maharil, is to emphasize the Emov of Fachad, the awesome nature of the day, so that the congregation might lend their ears to the reading, and by doing so, make amends and corrections to their shortcomings in Kriyat HaTorah during the remainder of the year. Listen to the opening verse as rendered on the first day of Rosh Hashanah.
Vashem pokad es soro kasher omor Vayas Hashem lisoro kasher diber.
In addition to this, Rabbi Ephraim Margolis of the 19th century writes in his Mate Ephraim that not only is Kriyat HaTorah rendered benigun hamiyuchad liyamim elu, to a special tune designated for these days, but also hamavorchim birchos haTorah lefanav v'yacharav mevorchim benigun zeh. Those who are called to the Torah must chant both blessings according to this special tune.
Boruch es Hashem hamevorach, Boruch Hashem hamevorach liolam voed, Boruch atu Hashem Elokeinu melech olam, Asher bochabonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosar lanu es toroso, Boruch atu Hashem nosein ha'toroh.
The story is told of the Chofetz Chaim that upon being called up to the Torah on Rosh Hashanah, he stood at the Bima in front of the Sefer Torah for a period of time and did not utter a sound. Finally, he commenced by reciting the bracha. At the conclusion of the services, one of his disciples asked him, "Rebbe, what took place? Why the delay in front of the Sefer Torah?" Whereupon the Chofetz Chaim replied, "For a moment or two, I could not recall the special nigun for Yamim Noraim, and then, when it finally came to me, I was able to proceed." So sacred did he regard the nigun, such kedusha did the Chofetz Chaim attach to the special tune for the cantillation on the High Holy Days. This is Cantor Bernard Beer of the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. I welcome your questions and comments. Feel free to call me during the day at 212-960-5353 or fax your comments, requests, or suggestions at 212-960-5359. I thank you.